AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview. Another good Saturday to look forward to this weekend. It's the Hennessy Gold Cup at Newbury and the Fighting Fifth Hurdle up at Newcastle. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, Mark. Thanks. All good, thanks.
Good. Good weekend to look forward to. You head up to Newcastle to ride in the Fighting Fifth, but is that an easy decision to make for you?
Not really. Obviously, Fisher's Cross is on the Newbury and my career is at Newcastle, so I just, you know, obviously the Fighting Fifth is a great one and that's probably why I've gone there, you know.
Yeah, and obviously a good trial race on the route to the champion hurdle as well, so you kind of find out a little bit more with regards to that as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So hopefully it'll go well.
Okay. Well, we'll start with the action at Newbury and we'll move on to the Fighting Fifth Hurdle later on. The first race at Newbury is the 12:20. We start with the Mayor's Novices Hurdle. It's a listed race over 2 miles and half a furlong. And Vicky Del Oasis looks like she could be another nice prospect for Willie Mullins. Unbeaten in 2 starts since joining him. And do you think she's the one to beat in the 12:20?
Yeah, I think so. She won one or two races in Galway and Wexford pretty well. You know, hopefully she, you know, she's probably another one of William Mullins that could keep improving, and you know, so she's probably going to be hard to beat. Freeze thinking, Mickey Henderson's is very impressive at Ludlow last time, and I know that the second horse, Paul Webber, has come out and won well since. So it looks to me between the two of them, I don't think that As I Am or Rosie Probert's form is good enough. I don't think. So I think it's between Vicky De Loises and Free Thinking, and obviously because the review was equal for Vicky De Loises.
Okay, Vicky De Loises then in the 12:20. On to the 12:50 next. This is a novices limited handicap chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and Black River heads the betting at the time of recording in the morning. Makes his first start for Paul Nicholls, was 2 from 2 over hurdles in France, goes over fences for his British debut. What do you make of the favourite here, AP?
Yeah, I think he's got a pretty good reputation by all accounts. I've heard a lot of good reports about him, so they obviously like him. As you said, he's won, you know, Toy and Poe, and yeah, I could see him being very difficult to beat. Obviously the main danger is Val is of Alan King's. He's a decent sort of horse too, and won that actually last time. But you get the impression that Black River could be a very good horse, and if the Nicholls camp think that, then they're probably right. So I think Black River's going to be very hard to beat. There's a few others that have got decent enough form, but I don't know that they're going to be up to beating Black River. So Black River, I think, not very imaginative, but I think Black River's going to win.
Okay, on to the 120 next. This is a Class 3 handicap chase for the Fulk Woolwyn Trophy. It's over 2 miles and 6 furlongs, 19 in the lineup, and they're headed by Handy Andy in the betting. Who do you like here, though, AP? It's quite competitive, this, isn't it?
Yeah, very competitive. Very competitive race. Maybe the horse down the bottom, Opera Og of Finisha Williams, is he could be a horse that's open to a little bit of improvement still. He's got a good bit of 10 stone here. He ran okay his first run back at Bangor. I wouldn't be surprised if he improved for the run. Carrick Moran King was a lucky winner last time. You know, he's definitely got a chance as well. Violin Davis, I'm starting to think, is probably handicapped up to the best. Maybe one that's Caitlin would run on well as the Druid's nephew of Andy Trinnell's. He's got some good form and could be a bit of value. And okay, and novice handicap at the festival, he's got all right form. I think Opera Org or the Druid's nephew, they would be the two for me in this.
Okay, on to the next race, and this one is just as competitive, the 150. It's a Class 2 handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 3 furlongs, and Gibb River heads the betting. won in 2012 back at Sandown in a 17 runner race similar to this, off the same mark as well, and made an encouraging return last time from a 553 day absence at Ascot. So looks as if he could be coming to hand, but there's plenty in there, isn't there, AP? Who would you be siding with in the 150?
Yeah, you know, as you said, Jim Riverdom did run well in his return run, but and a lot of Nicky Anderson horses are leading their run, they're proven for it, so he's, you know, he's probably not without a chance, that's for sure. But it's impossible to try and pick one out of these. Shot of Vodka rode last time at Bangor. He was second at Bangor. I think this trip back to Farland would probably suit him. Asian Dom was a decent horse a couple of seasons back. And he wasn't too bad. Fasimir of Alan King has got some good form as well. Travis Millie of Oliver Sherwood, I won her last year. A little bit disappointing in her return. But she's capable as well. Don't be late with John O'Neill, the one on last time as well. He's an improving sort of horse. Won last time at Worcester back in August and hasn't had a run since. Impossible is to try and pick one out for if I was, you know, I think if I had to, I'd probably just go with Give River. Maybe another outsider, again another one of Venetia Williams is at a big price, isn't she? I've just got a chance as well, but I think if I had to, you'd probably just go for Give River.
Okay, Gib River then in the 150, a tricky race that one. On to the 225 next. This is the Grade 2 long distance hurdle. It's over the extended 3 miles, and at Fisher's Cross heads the betting. A horse you'll know plenty about, AP. One of the top staying novices last season, now pitched in against proven top flight stayers. How do you think at Fisher's Cross will get on this afternoon?
Well, if he's going to be a world hurdle horse, he wants to be performing pretty well. So, as you said, he won all his 6 starts in novice hurdles last year, finishing off of the entry, and he won at Cheltenham in the entry, and before that he beat the new one at Cheltenham in January, so his form is pretty good. Rebecca Clark is pretty happy with him, and I'm sure that he's going to take a lot of beat. If he's going to make it the World Order horse, then he has to be winning, really. Rip de Cibola won in France last time, came from a long way back and managed to win. He's got some good form, having won the long walk last year. Celestial Halo, obviously he's been a great horse, he's only 9 now, he's been around forever, you think. And he's not without a chance either, but I think Fisher's Cross should win. I think he's the most progressive looking horse in the field, and I think he should win, really.
Okay, at Fisher's Cross then in the 225. The feature race at Newbury is at 3 o'clock. This is the Hennessy Gold Cup Chase, a Grade 3 handicap over 3.25 miles. And the betting for this morning is headed by RSA Chase winner Lord Windermere, who's been backed from 10s into 8s at the time of recording. Rocky Creek is going the other way this morning, 8s out to 9s. Our Father Invictus and Highland Lodge are all at 10-1. It's 12-1 for Katenko, Pranstabochen and Hadrian's Approach and Mary King. And then 14-1 or bigger prices. The rest wide open, as you'd expect. Really competitive, Hennessy. Who would you be siding with here, AP?
Maybe a few of the bigger price ones, I think, are good chances. I think Cloudy 2, Sue Smith's won quite well at Carlisle last time. Obviously, a big step up in class this is. But he's only a 7-year-old and still open. Getting a bit better, so I think Cloudy 2 at a big price is going to chance, maybe 20-1 or something, and maybe Mary King of John O'Neill's, but he ran a good race in his comeback at Ascot last time. I think he's got a chance too. As you said, Lord Windermere was a good winner at Royal and St Lions, having his first run back, he's been well talked up and well fancied. Rocky Creek as well, as you said, Invictus obviously beat the likes of Bobsworth and Sylvania Echo Conte at Ascot the best part of 2 years ago, so he's also has plenty of ability, but a tough ask for him to come back and win a Hennessy after 2 years, although it can be done. So Highland Lodge is another one that's got a good chance. Trio de Lorraine, obviously, of Nicky Henderson's. But I like Mary King, and I like Cloudy too at big prices, just because I'm not really that sure about Lord Windermere or Rocky Creek, the favourites. So I'm going to go for a bigger price ones, and Cloudy too and Mary King.
Okay, could be a bit of value then in the Hennessy Gold Cup. The final race at Newbury this afternoon is the 3:35. This is a Class 2 handicap chase over 2 miles and one furlong, and the market leader is Next Sensation. Easy wins in both handicap chases so far, but £15 higher and into a better race. He's a favourite, AP. What do you make of Next Sensation?
Yeah, he has been winning well. I think the jump up to handicap, I think I would have been inclined to take him on. As you said, he's gone up £15. It's a big hike, and he's stepping into a better race as well. So I definitely think I'd definitely take Mixed Sensation on. I'm not so sure. A few of them that I like. Andy Turgey won well at Cheltenham last time. He's up £7. It's probably not as severe a hike as what Mixed Sensation's got. I won an okay race at Cheltenham last time too, beat so on target and East Lake, and that's not bad form. So I quite like Annie Turgey. Ted Lamy of the entrance, obviously, was a decent hurdler and won a few novice chases last season. And Ferry Rath and Nick Gifford, he's another one that is got a chance too. But I like Annie Turgey. I think his win at Cheltenham last time is good enough for him, and I'm going to go for him to beat Nick Sensation.
Okay, Annie Turgey then in the Newbury finale. Up to Newcastle we go then for the next race. The 2:05 is the Fighting Fifth Hurdle. That's their feature contest, a Grade 1 over 2 miles. And my 10 or yours is the 4-6 favourite. And your mount, AP, what do you make of your chances there then? Are you going up there expecting to win?
Yeah, I would hope so. Obviously, he was a very good novice last year. Was second in the Supreme Novices Hurdle and then won the entry. Again, a little bit like Fisher's Cross. If he's going to be a champion or a lord, then he has to be performing fairly well. The obvious dangers are Melodic Rendezvous, who won well at Wincat the last time and had the benefit of a run. Grometti was a decent horse too. Was fourth in the Scottish Champion Hurdle last time, and Cockney Sparrow down the bottom has decent enough form. Whether it be last time in the mayor's race, but this is a big step up too. I'd be very disappointed if my 10th year doesn't win. Even though Melodic Rendezvous has had a run, I'll be disappointed if my 10th year doesn't win.
Okay, then my 10 to yours in the 2:05, the Fighting Fifth up at Newcastle. Thank you for speaking to us again, AP. It's been a pleasure to speak to you once again, and good luck up at Newcastle this afternoon.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.